This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, I'm Justine Toe. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. And today I'm joined by Ben McKechin, who's the editor of Empire magazine. How are you, Ben?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Now, today we're going to be going back into the film vault and revisit Wall Street, which was released in 1987. Now, one of its lines, greed is good, became shorthand reference for the economic excess of the 1980s. So, Ben, if you can refresh our memory, what is the film about?
It's actually about a young New York stockbroker played by Charlie Sheen, back when Charlie Sheen was actually good and not just a tabloid sensation, and how he wants to be Wall Street luminary Gordon Gekko, who's played by Michael Douglas in an Oscar-winning role, who said that famous line, greed is good. So the film basically charts Bud Fox, which is Charlie Sheen's character, Bud Fox rising up the ranks of the stockbroking world alongside Gordon Gekko. And then where the film really goes to, though, is being a real portrait of greed and excess and hedonism and what can potentially happen to people in that situation.
Okay, so what do you think of the film? Why are we talking about it today?
Oh, it's fantastic. I just think it's a movie that it's dated a little bit because of the ties and the massive suits and the crazy like interior design that is going on in this stupid apartment that Daryl Hannah is an interior designer of. But that aside, I think Wall Street is remarkably timeless about its depiction of greed and the lust for money, and particularly when people are doing, and they go into it knowingly, they go into it with their eyes open, and the only reason they're working is to acquire more and more and more wealth, because that's the end goal, that's it. And so then throughout the film, I don't think it's necessarily a celebration of that. It actually shows you the destructive powers of that. And so again, separate to the 80s, if you take out the 80s setting and all those kind of things that can date a movie, it's still got remarkably strong things to say to people today.
Yeah, well, I mean, the 80s is often referred to as that decade of greed in light of films like Wall Street. But, I mean, if we're honest, a lot of the attitudes to wealth and the kind of unrestrained capitalism that we see depicted in the film is not so unfamiliar to us today,
no,
really.
Exactly right.
So in light of the recent global financial crisis and now a debt crisis in America, what do you think the film would say to us today?
Well, the interesting thing is there was a sequel to Wall Street that came out about a year ago. And you would have thought, as you just described, that the world today, the situation we're in, especially after the GFC or whether we're still in it, that this would be a great time to bring Gordon Gekko back. And given he was almost a prophet of the global financial crisis, the attitudes that he was espousing, you see now what happened with the GFC. You can just link the two things together, and it makes sense that this was always going to happen. There was always going to be a fall. So it makes sense to bring Gordon Gekko back now. Sadly, the sequel didn't really nail it. It didn't really use this opportunity that it had to show what Gordon Gekko would be like today. Instead, it had too many things going on and just couldn't really sort itself out. So for me, that's why we're talking about Wall Street now, the original, because I think that still talks to people and their hearts and their attitudes now. So we've moved on 30 years, but have we moved on really that far? And again, I think in a world that's still dominated by the impact of the global financial crisis and will be for some time, and people really focusing on wealth and why they want to acquire money and what money does to people, then what you see depicted in Wall Street really should have people running the other way and like almost giving their money away and get rid of it just so it doesn't have these destructive power over them.
So Ben, does Wall Street, the original film, does it offer any insight as to why money or wealth seems to exert such power over us? How do we see that depicted in the film?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. It's particularly early on attributed to success and achievement. So Gordon Gekko is seen as this pinnacle of this profession, this stockbroking world, that Bud Fox, Charlie Sheen's character, the aspiration that this young kid has to be this guy who he's pretty much deifying, he's putting up on a pedestal as like, this guy's made it. And so come hell or high water, this is what he's going to achieve. So it's almost like the money's actually a secondary concern at some times. He actually just wants the prestige and the status. But then as he goes along, everything that comes with money, which particularly is power, but also things, material possessions that you can get with this as well, all swirls around in Wall Street. And so you can definitely see the attraction of that, and especially in a city like New York, where this Bud Fox is really just wants to kick on and live the good life and lead the ridiculously good life. So no wonder he's attracted to this. But again, thankfully, Wall Street, I think, does show that it's not always that easy, it's not always that good, and it may not necessarily work out.
You're right. It sounds like a really great film that we should watch in light of current events.
Yeah, excellent.
Thank you very
film.
Much, Ben.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.